Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, Middays with Thunder edition. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. We've been talking World Series, we've been talking Giannis, we've been talking Aiden Hutchinson, but we've got to talk about our Green Bay Packers. Tommy Wirtz is here. It's a Human Wednesday for Mason. Mason's off humaning, as he is wont to do. And we could do a segment here. But part of me just wants to, hand the mic to Andy Herman and just have him go for 20 minutes. Do we even need to ask him questions? He knows what we're going to ask. He knows what we're going to talk about. He's smarter than both of us combined. Who wants to hear us, Tommy, when we can hear Andy Herman?
Well, joining us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, it is... One Andy Herman. No helmets, dude? What are you doing?
The helmet, bro? What was that AI-generated image you put up earlier? You guys are using AI-generated images now? That's weird.
My favorite part about that is that was so just like a sleep-deprived, grinded-out Andy Herman that was like, I'm putting the helmet on.
Amen, brother.
First time where it was just like, you know what? Like... What more can they ask of me? I'll throw this helmet on right here, and that'll lead the whole process. I love it. I loved it, Andy. It was hilarious for me.
It felt like the right moment. It felt like the right moment for the Packers helmet. It was 8 a.m. I was on 2.5 hours of sleep, and it felt right.
All right. Well, we are midweek of after the big win in Pittsburgh, the Sunday night game. We've gotten a couple sleeps since then. And the Panthers are coming to town. Where are you? How are you feeling about this Packers team midweek in a trap game with Philly looming large on this Wednesday hump day?
Yeah, I feel good. Carolina's not very good. You start looking at players and you're like, all right, they got Derek Brown. That's a little bit concerning. Tet McMillan's a big physical receiver on the outside. That's a little concerning. The run game's been pretty good. That's a little bit concerning. But for the most part, you know, when you start game planning this one, there's not anyone that you look at on this team that is frightening you in the way that a lot of the other teams, even with a Jamar Chase or a Myles Garrett or anything like that, can sort of threaten you. But I've got some bad news if you guys like bad news.
Love bad news. It's the best.
Went through and I looked at the teams that have lost by 20 points plus, which the Panthers lost by 31 points to the Bills last week. So teams that lost
40 to 9,
lost by 31. Teams that have lost by 20 plus points so far this season. There's been 16 games.
How have they done in the next week?
The next week, the following week, those teams went 7-9. So not like not terrible, but like most of them have bounced back. Yeah. But more than that, if they've lost by 30 or more, they've gone 3-3 in those six games. And here's the big thing. The point differential the following week has been 30 points better, over 30 points better the following week after they get beat by 30 plus points. So it has definitely been a big change for the team after they lose by 30. It seems to be a bit of a wake up call, and nobody has lost anywhere near as much. The worst was like they only did 13 points better or whatever. So there definitely seems to be a bounce back from teams that lose by that much. So Green Bay might get a bounce back in Carolina. Worried.
How many of those quarterbacks were Andy Dalton? Yeah, the next week. Like that's where
looks like it's gonna be Bryce Young, but yes, either way, I still don't have much fear in this game. I still expect Green Bay to take care of business. Green Bay's due for a big win. I think there's a good chance that they get it here. They've been great in Green Bay. Carolina's not great on the road. I feel good overall about this game.
Andy, I have a question for you off of that. Like with a game like Carolina where Green Bay is expected to win, expected to dominate in the win, like how does Green Bay come out looking impressive against Carolina? Because it always feels like these games, when you have them on your schedule, it's a lose-lose situation, right? It's the NFL, so you know that the talent difference isn't really as great as it is if this was a matchup that was college football, right? And it could be a close game, because that's how the NFL works all the time, where you want to see a performance where it's 40-9 in favor of Green Bay, or if by any chance you lose this game, then it's like your season's over in the, you know, when it comes to looking it up in the fan base. Like, how does Green Bay come out of this game looking impressive, Andy?
Yeah, I think the first thing I'll say is, you know, the Bengals game was something similar. I talked about that quite a bit going into the Bengals game. It just feels like there are no-win situations, right? You win by 30, and it's like, yeah, you're supposed to.
Right.
And then you win by 9, and it's like, well, wasn't really good enough. You didn't cover the spread, and it didn't look impressive enough. You tie or lose, and like you said, the world is ending, the sky is falling, etc. So, but I will say this: if they have another 9-point win, like it was against Cincinnati, in the end of the day, I would probably just say, "Yep, fine. That sign me up for it. I'll take it."
Yeah.
And it is what it is. But what I will say is, the true best of the best teams, at some point during the season, do have these blowout wins. They do inflict pain on lesser franchises. And while I'm not going to complain or be disappointed or upset if this is a 4 or 7 or 9 or whatever point win, at some point, I would just like to see the Packers say, screw this, we're better than you, and we're going to boat race you by 30 points. And because, again, I just think the best of the best teams are ultimately able to do that at some point during the season. You look at the schedule, you know, maybe a couple of the Minnesota games they can do that, maybe in New York, although I think New York is a little bit feisty. There may not be a ton of opportunities to have that sort of game. So personally, again, not going to complain about a 9-point win or something like that, but would like to see this team just sort of go off and have a big victory against Carolina.
Andy Herman joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Andy, is there anything more boring than every week on Wednesday and Thursday? Hey, how'd the injury report look? Hey, who's at practice today? I saw that LVN is not practicing, but that LaFleur said he was day-to-day. Wicks is not practicing. Nyman's not practicing. But that Jaden Reed was working in a rehab group today, which, do we get excited about that? What's your take on the injury news?
Yeah, I mean, I think Reed doing anything is still a positive. I still put like December timeframe kind of for Reed, but you know, the more that he's able to do and just kind of stay in shape and do everything he can to get back, the better. So I think there's a positive sign there. We did also hear from Matt LaFleur today that Marshawn Lloyd is nowhere close to returning, which seems crazy because it's been a long time and the dude's just had a billion injuries, and you're expecting he was going to get at least activated to open that 3-week window sometime here, and does not seem like that is going to happen at all. So that's a bit of a disappointment. Wicks and LVN not practicing, a bit of a bummer, but you know, Wicks is probably in that kind of week-to-week phase, and like you said, LVN day-to-day. And then we did learn that Brandon McManus was kicking today, and then like you said, Nick Nyman, he probably is going to be out for a while from what it seems like as well. So I would say overall, positive injury news. If there was one, you know, kind of blow, it was just not finding out that Marshawn Lloyd is nowhere near returning, which sucks.
Is he in danger of career over, like, or career with the Packers over? Like, at some point, do they just cut and move forward?
Well, if Emmanuel Wilson's going to play like that again too, right, Andy? I mean, he had a phenomenal day. The Packers couldn't get anything going in the run game, and then they throw in Emmanuel, and he found something.
I mean,
there.
Manny's the man.
Yeah, Emmanuel Wilson's been really good. Chris Brooks is that, you know, really nice third down back that can help you in blitz pickup and things like that. What I'll say with Marshawn Lloyd is there is zero benefit whatsoever of doing anything this season. You're already paying him. He's not taking up a roster spot. He's on injured reserve. Yep. And in the two training camps that he's participated in, he's been phenomenal. He's looked absolutely spectacular in both of those camps. So there's literally zero benefit to doing anything right now. Now, what you probably do is if he can't play this year, you keep him on IR the rest of the year. It's super unfortunate. You bring him back next year in training camp, and you just basically see if he can stay healthy. And if he can and he looks great, then awesome. You've got a really good running back on your hands. If you get to camp next year and you run into another injury situation, or again, it's not what you expected it to be, or he doesn't come back from the injury as well, then you make that decision at that point. But here in 2025, there's literally zero benefit to doing anything other than just hoping he can get healthy at some point.
Andy, I have a question relating back to the offense here, and Jordan Love coming off maybe his best game as a Green Bay Packer, maybe the best game he's had. If not that, it's the best game he's had since Dallas in the first round of the playoffs. Yep. And yesterday, Matt Schneidman was on with Inside Wisconsin Sports, and he had pretty much claimed that this Packers team doesn't have an identity, but it might be a benefit for this team that they don't have an identity. And when I think of that, you know, I look at teams where Philadelphia, right? They pound the rock. That's what they want to do. The Kansas City, they are going to have Patrick Mahomes run their offense and do whatever he wants to do. And those are teams that have had that put away game where it is like the Panthers had no shot against the Bills because this is Josh Allen's offense. Do you think the Packers need to find a way to lean into Jordan Love becoming the identity of the offense a little more, or someone else on this offense at least, in order to take that next step into being considered very serious contenders?
In general, yes. I think this is Jordan Love's team. I think he's the straw that stirs the drink, and I think you probably need to lean in a little bit to that right now. I would generally agree with Matt in the fact that I think if they were the run offense that they wanted to be right now, and they could just be multiple in everything that they do, and basically, you know, if the other team is playing too high safeties and this team could just run the ball super effectively, awesome, we're going to be a running team today. Oh, you're going to play single high safety and you're going to try to stop the run, awesome, we're going to be a passing team today. And almost just, you know, being able to do anything you want at any time based on what the defense is doing, I think that does have the ability to be a benefit. However, this run game has been basically abysmal and has not been as good as it needs to be. It's been extremely inefficient. And I've gone on a couple of rants this week already of, I know, and there's certain plays unquestionably that have been some really bad play calls and been very vanilla and uncreative. And a lot of the second and long runs, you've got to figure out something a little bit better there. But if this team just ran the ball better, all of these complaints of like, oh, I didn't like that play call. Well, if they picked up 5 or 6 yards on that run play, you would have probably liked the play call a whole heck of a lot more. Or like, I don't like that they're starting with the run game. Well, if they started with the run game in these games and the run game was working really well, then guess what? You probably aren't too upset with it. And later in games when they've been up big and it's like, well, this team just takes the foot off the gas. Well, if they were running the football well and were able to pick up a bunch of yards on the ground, you wouldn't be saying, well, why are they running in that situation? So I do think you have to coach the team that you have. And right now, this is a better pass offense and a better Jordan Love team than it is a Josh Jacobs team. But in an ideal world, you get that run game going, you're more multiple, and you're able to do whatever it is that the defense doesn't want you to do.
Andy, I want to ask you, I'm going to let you choose your own adventure. Do you want to talk about Tucker Kraft or Christian Watson next here?
I want to talk about both. Let's talk about Tucker Kraft first. I just love how he played, obviously, in this game. I'm glad that he's getting his flowers, especially from a national audience. Just some numbers here. Remember that Tucker Kraft has played in one less game than a lot of these tight ends. First of all, he had 7 for 143, 20.4 yard average and 2 touchdowns this week. PFF's highest graded player this week, not graded tight end, graded player this week. He is now 3rd in receiving yardage behind both Tyler Warren and Travis Kelce, who both have had one more game than he has had so far. He's tied for 2nd in touchdowns behind Dallas Goedert and tied with Jake Ferguson. He is 1st in yards after catch with 336 ahead of Tyler Warren, who again has had an additional game than him. He's 1st in EPA, 2nd in yards per out run behind only Dalton Kincaid, 3rd highest graded tight end by PFF, minimum 200 snaps behind only Sam Laporta and Trey McBride, 2nd highest receiving grade by a tight end by PFF behind only Aronde Gadsden by 0.1 points. And he is just freaking fantastic, a leader, a captain on the team. And I love watching absolutely everything he does. So,
can you come more prepared next time when I ask you a question about Tucker Kraft, please? Can you come more prepared?
I'll do my best.
And now, how about Christian Watson? Because it looked like he was in midseason form against the last week against Pittsburgh. And to have that, we knew it last year. We knew it the year before that. Even when he is not available, this is a completely different offense when he is available, Andy. And just the threat of, hey, that's a guy who can beat us and he can get behind us pretty quickly. Like, adding that to this offense, it completely changes everything, it feels like, Andy.
It really does. And there's just so much he brings to the table, whether it be that deep threat. We saw the big play down the field he had, short intermediate, that play before, I think it was halftime, to help them get in field goal range right along the sidelines was a huge one. And then, you know, just his ability to the blocking on the outside on the one Tucker Kraft play was fantastic. It just did absolutely everything. And the fact that this guy comes off of major ACL and MCL surgery, and that's what he looks like in his first game back, I now understand why everyone that was asked about him for the last like 4 months is like, yeah, he looks amazing. He's ahead of schedule. He looks incredible. It's like, yeah, he looks like prime Christian Watson in his first game back off of ACL and MCL surgery. It's astounding how great he looked. And if that's his first game back, I'm so excited to see what that's going to look like. If you would have asked me over under on the snaps that he would have played at like 25 in his first game, I would have hammered the under, and he played 35 snaps in his first game. Just a really, really impressive performance.
So really happy news, Tucker Kraft and Christian Watson. But at some point, the offensive coordinator and Matt LaFleur have to put their hats on and realize that there's one football to go around. And we've heard it all over every podcast, every sports radio show this week, everywhere. How are they going to have enough balls for MG? Like, what are we going to do with MG? Jordan's talking about it with Kay Adams yesterday. And then there's Romeo Doubs. And then, there, you know, we mentioned Jaden Reed back on the practice field, probably not coming back for another month plus, but back on the practice field today. Dontavian Wicks not playing. When everyone's healthy, and yeah, that's a luxury to have, how do they figure out, how does Jordan get the ball to everybody? How does the offense scheme? Do you just throw it to the open man? Do you have to make sure everybody gets theirs? How do you deal with the egos of what could develop as this team gets better and better and more explosive offensively, but with no clear-cut number one after Tucker Kraft?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting conversation. It's a fun conversation. I would just point to a couple, you know, Peter Bukowski, which I hate to admit, pointed out the first one. Randall Cobb is rookie year, 25 catches, 375 yards, and 1 touchdown in the entire season. You know, Jordy Nelson in his first season, 33 catches, 366 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He followed it up in year two by having 22 catches for 320 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Devontae,
obviously, you know, it took some time to get going, had a really rough second year, and people wanted him cut at that time.
On the Mitch Nella show across the street, I literally said, you have to release him. I literally said that on the air. I'm really smart.
I appreciate your honesty, Mitch Dundernellis.
Yes.
But, you know, I think, first of all, I love the way that Matthew Golden is playing. I think it's only a matter of time before he gets more involved in this offense. And listen, it's going to be some of those things where every single week we're talking about, why didn't this guy get X amount of targets? We're going to talk about it next week, the following week. There's going to be somebody every single week. It's why going into the season, the one take that I had that I felt really, really good about was stay away from receivers on the Packers in fantasy football. That's the one thing that I felt good. It's not worth it. There's too many targets overall. So I think you can get away with Kraft and Jacobs and Love, but stay away from receivers. And it's exactly what we said. And it's going to be tougher when Jaden Reed gets back and when Christian Watson is even available for more snaps. And when obviously Dontavian Wicks gets back as well. So it's a great problem to have. But again, this is Matt, and I appreciate Matt like trying to answer this in a different way every week, but he doesn't care. He's running the play. Like when you have confidence in all of your guys that are out there running the routes that you're going to get them to do, you're going to give each guy a certain amount of snaps in that game, which is what you want to see. You're going to trust them to do it. And whoever it happens to be on that day, it happens to be, I will be willing to bet you that at some point this season, Matthew Golden has his 5-catch, 120-yard touchdown day at the office. And everyone's going to be like, look at it, breakout game. And then like the next week, he's going to have 1 catch for 4 yards. And that's just the way this offense is. And you're just going to have to kind of live and survive with it. And as long as this team is putting up 35 points and 360 receiving yards, I don't care if all 360 go to John Fitzpatrick. Go ahead, be my guest. I just want to see this team be successful. And who's ever catching the ball, I don't care.
Andy Herman, Packaday Podcast, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Look, we've talked a lot about the offense here, Andy. I want to shift just to the defensive side. And we've seen Micah Parsons really come into his own back-to-back weeks with sacks, now 4 sacks over the last 2 weeks. And Rashawn Gary is a name that I also want to bring up that it felt like the easiest take of the beginning of the season to say
we all jumped all over it, right?
Micah Parsons was going to elevate his game. And you know me, Andy. I was the number one Rashawn Gary hater, it felt like, on these airwaves. But it really has unlocked a whole new Rashawn Gary. And Devontae Wyatt coming back as well, the difference very much seen on that front four for Green Bay. Talk a little bit about Rashawn Gary matching his sack total already from last season. He's 2 away from his career high right now.
Beast.
Is it all just the Micah Parsons effect or a little bit of Rashawn Gary growth too?
The biggest thing is Micah Parsons. What he can bring. I mean, there's one play on one of Rashawn's sacks where he was completely unblocked on the play. There's been about 2 or 3 where he's cleaned up after a Micah Parsons pressure. That's not taking anything away from Rashawn Gary, who's had a really nice season. He's done a great job in run defense, and he is winning his one-on-ones. If there is no Micah, now Rashawn is the guy that's getting all that extra attention, the double teams, the chips, things like that. He's not getting the free blocks. He's not, or the unblocked plays. He's not getting some of those cleanup sacks after the pressure by Micah. So Micah is 1A, but Rashawn still had a really good season. He's still doing his job on the other side. And I still think there's opportunity for all of those guys, especially with Devontae Wyatt coming back as well. You have that presence on the interior that can get home quickly. And now those guys screaming off the edge with that interior pressure as well, it just makes it so that there's nowhere for the quarterback to go, or giving them that extra hitch to step up and maybe find one of their checkdowns instead of getting, you know, completely nuked by Micah or Rashawn Gary on the edge. So I think it has the opportunity to get better. But to me, this starts with, I think, first of all, DeMarcus Covington's done a really good job with this defensive. Colby Wooden playing out of his mind in comparison to years past. Brooks has had a solid year. And then you also just look at Micah Parsons, who is just, you know, as much as any of us could have possibly expected Micah Parsons brought, you know, bringing to this team, he's brought more, and it's just been so fun to watch.
Andy, as much as it sounds like this, Tommy and I did not plan that he gets to ask all the good questions and I get to ask all the bad questions. But 2 words. 9 letters. Nate Hobbs. What do you do?
Yeah, I think Green Bay showed what you do. You know, you bench him and you play Carrington Valentine. I did not see that coming. I thought there would be probably a rotation maybe at that spot where Valentine and Hobbs switch off. But this is a team that loves competition sometimes. And I thought that they were in the right by playing Carrington Valentine. I thought Valentine responded very well, had that huge pass breakup on DK Metcalf. And even the plays that he gives up, it just feels like he's there battling, competing. It just doesn't always feel that way with some of the other corners. So I thought it was the right move.
The pass interference on the tight end, like, I didn't mind that at all. Like, he made sure he didn't catch that ball after being completely boxed out. Like, I love
no,
that.
For sure. I just love the way that he competes. He's got the right demeanor for corner. I thought it was the right move. I think Nate Hobbs will get his name back in the conversation at some point. I think Nate Hobbs can play a lot better football than what he's played so far.
Yep.
But in that moment, that game, it was the right move, and I think it paid off for him.
Reaction to Hutchinson signing that deal with Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, kind of what you would expect, right? It's interesting that Mike is still the highest paid defender and edge defender following that contract. You know, part of the obviously the allure is getting Micah in Green Bay, making him a Packer, et cetera. But you thought also by giving them that big contract, it was also going to have to be that Detroit would give Hutchinson. And basically they did. Hutchinson got a little bit less overall, but got more money guaranteed. It's just kind of, you know, which one is more important to you. So I thought it was a really good deal for the Lions, really good deal for Aiden Hutchinson. Makes a ton of sense. Going to be a pain to play him for the next 4 years.
Andy Herman at Andy Herman NFL. Follow him on all the socials. Packaday podcast. Find him on YouTube. He's on, I don't know how he does 25 hours a day when days only have 24 hours, but he produces that much content. It's amazing. Andy, you are the absolute best. Thank you so much for jumping on. It's always a pleasure. Did you catch the Bucs game last night?
Yeah, I was just going to bring it up before I love the way this team is playing. Just energy, fast, you know, pretty solid on defense. Rollins has been, fantastic. And Kevin Porter Jr. in his first game in that, I know he played really well right before that injury as well. Point guard looks a lot better than I expected it. AJ Green's hitting everything. Yep. Giannis somehow got better. And right. I just love, by the way, the NBA on NBC with the round ball rock is back. Everything just feels right in the NBA right now. I'm loving every second of it.
Ah, Andy, I love
except
that.
For the whole gambling thing.
Right, except for that whole thing.
But outside of that, everything's amazing.
Right. I got a game if you're interested, Andy. But we're playing on my table, and you don't get to wear sunglasses, and I do. All right, just so you're aware.
Tommy Wirtz as well.
I'll lose just as much as I normally do anyway, so it probably doesn't matter.
Good point.
Nicely done. Andy, thank you so much for jumping on. We hear you throughout the week on our different shows, and we watch you on the YouTubes. And
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We know you're producing amazing content, so thank you for all you do covering our favorite football team in the universe, the Green Bay Packers.
Appreciate you guys. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy. Andy Herman on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. When we come back, we're going to touch on the NCAA delaying the rule change. They announced earlier this week or late last week that November 1st was going to be the day that they were going to open the floodgates and every athlete could just spend all of their scholarship money, gambling it away and losing all their money and going into debt to the mafia and then fixing college games because they have to pay back the mafia for all the money they've lost by gambling. Well, that's been delayed 3 whole weeks. So NCAA, you're really doing good work here. We'll touch on that when we come back. He's Tommy Wirtz. I'm Mitch Nellis. We are the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.